Hello, my fabulous radio listeners, and welcome to a very, very special episode of Spring Break Sex Talk. We are here reporting remotely from Daytona Beach, live from, as you know, the center. It's the key hotspot for all.
The epicenter, I would even say.
the epicenter of all spring break activities for the United States. There's hundreds of thousands of students who come here from all over the East Coast, maybe even the Midwest, maybe a little West, to see if they can finally have drunken sex with a stranger and maybe trash their hotel room. Every college student's dream.
If it's good enough for the president's daughter, it's good enough for ordinary Americans.
So we have a very, very special show.
Because you know she got... Never mind. There's famous pictures of her drunk and...
I saw some picture of her in the Enquirer. She was, like, lying down on the floor tackling her, like, girlfriend.
Right. Completely drunk.
And I assume that the other picture that even the Enquirer couldn't show was her, like, locked in a lesbian embrace with this other girl.
Well, frat boys looked on hands and pants.
And the Secret Service, you know.
Drunk train in the keg.
But
we kid the president.
I have nothing but respect for... I have nothing if not respect for George W. Bush.
I have nothing or I have respect for George W. Bush.
But enough about us. We have a very, very special show. In fact, this is a life-breaking show. Tonight,
this might be the specialest show we've ever done.
Brenda from Fox Chapel. Brenda, well, it's time that Brenda, our Wexford hottie Brenda, come. I'm just off tonight. Help me out.
Okay, so it's about time that famed Wexford hottie Brenda came on the air.
Exactly. Brenda's been a long-time caller, long-time listener. She's finally in to share with our listeners her thoughts, concerns, and very special issues that she has as a Wexford high school student.
And her stories of Christina Aguilera.
But, in fact, there's two things that our listeners need to know. Your real name is not Brenda. Your real name is Vroom. Is that what you told me? Voom. Voom.
Voom.
And you're actually from Fox Chapel.
Yes.
And
so you've been lying to us all these years? What's going on here? Is this... our producer just stole your jean jacket.
He's trying to find that one, I think.
Okay.
There we go.
It's chaos as usual here. It's
I don't know how you could confuse it like a giant ratty like sports guy down jacket for like, you know, an Earth Mother denim like hippie.
Well, you know, the producer has been doing beer bongs all day. It is spring break. Woo.
Right, it doesn't seem very spring breakish. It's cold.
No, you're in Daytona Beach, remember? I like your thong, by the way, DJ.
Trip.
DJ Dental Floss.
Thank you. I mean, they say the thing about liposuction is they say you look good in a bathing suit, although when people look at your skin close up, you see sort of this muddled cottage cheese effect. What do you think? Is my ass...
It's firm as it ever is, which is quite... I would even call you life and frolicsome in the Arthur C. Clarke sense.
I heard he was in the Emmys. Was he like
really
fondling a Sri Lankan lad? It's part of some sort of not the Emmys, the Academy Awards. The one just the other night. The Oscars.
The Oscars, right? Yeah.
Pardon me.
I don't know. I didn't watch them. I don't have a TV.
I got bored with them and basically decided, let's go take a bath.
I did read a transcript of Steve Martin's opening monologue, which sounded pretty funny.
It was really. I don't know. I don't know if his timing was off or something. It wasn't very as funny as they've been. Some of the lines, it was like, why did he say that? What was the point? Iffy. Really iffy.
I think the Enquirer reported that Steve Martin had an earlier monologue that he wrote that was too racy. And
really?
The Academy people they sent it up to their writers to fix it up, and Steve Martin got infuriated. He's like, look, if there's any fixing that's going to be happening around here, it's going to be me. So perhaps the reason it felt a little off is maybe Steve rewrote his otherwise brilliant monologue and toned it down, and it wasn't quite as funny.
I mean, he did make a Siegfried and Roy joke, which is A-OK by me. He said that Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon sounded like something Siegfried and Roy did on vacation.
That was cute. That was one of the funny ones, actually.
But I think we're going astray.
So, Voom, the reason you're here, Voom, is because something very important is happening. So you are, well, first of all, let's just get right. You are high school student, activist, innovator, vegan, and...
Yachting champion.
And most importantly, like, longtime listener of the show, which shows that you're committed.
Or should be.
And we're very happy to have you. And I want to talk a little bit about your life, your experiences, your role as an activist. But first,
your love life.
This very, and of course your love life. But first, and this very important thing. And if Kurtz, by the way, your Kutz, Swooks,
Katza,
Katza, Katza sounds like some sort of Jewish delicacy, like, you know,
or a RI professor.
It's her hot internet girlfriend, Katza.
Not internet.
You
physical?
Met on the internet, didn't
no.
You?
Well, we met in real life in D.C. With Amnesty. Yeah.
So it was actually a woman, not a 38-year-old guy wearing diapers?
No, no. That would be creepy.
Well, that would be every other person on the internet who comes to be a 16-year-old gay woman, right?
It didn't seem.
According to my experiences.
Anyway. Well, okay. There you go. There you go. Not too big on the whole internet meeting creepy people.
But you did
deal.
It anyway.
You're here, no. For God's sake.
Right. It doesn't get much creepier than us. Does this look infected to you?
If I had bathed, would you find me sexy today? Come on.
Have I mentioned my goiter?
Okay, we've got to get focused here. Because, after all, Jim Quinn in the morning has been very negative about the event we're about to talk about. Let's just
Who
jump
is
right
Jim
into
Quinn
that.
In the morning?
Oh, some radio dork. He's got nothing like the class of this show.
Is he on something called, like, The Morning Zoo, or
he calls
the
him,
Ha Ha Shack?
He calls him, like, one of the most right-wingers. Like, his terminology is all messed up. He called us, like, as left-toe and liberal as possible, and I didn't even know left-toe was, like, a term for political connections, so he's...
I didn't realize there's a whole anatomical map.
It's the opposite of right-wing. I guess if you're a chicken, you're right-wing, and the furthest away is your left.
Well, I'm interested.
Oh, I guess I never thought of that. That might be it.
Jim Quinn and I, we are...
We go into this, like, William F. Buckley is, like, the right ear of the political body.
I want to be like the cancerous left, you know, testicle of the religious right.
Oh. I think we have a caller, which is an appropriate segue.
Hello, caller. I hope this is either Jim Quinn or George W. Bush, because otherwise we're too busy.
I've just had sex with Jim Quinn. He's really huge. You know, he's huger than many elephants. He's a really bad sexual partner, too. I really recommend not having sex with Jim Quinn.
Despite his largeness, what if you're a size queen? Would that be an appeal?
His penis is teeny, too. You know,
I thought when he said large.
Oh, so he's huge, but his penis is small. That's sort of an unfortunate combination. I mean, that's...
Yeah, he's like some type of, like, bizarre whale creature. You know?
I just got very unusual pictures of my principal right now. That was bad.
I usually think of whales as kind of like liberal creatures, you know, because, you know, we're supposed to save them or something.
That's right. Right, and they just eat tiny plankton. They're very peaceful sea creatures.
Yeah, yeah. But
sure.
It's not like that. He's not a nice guy.
Dolphins are vicious, though.
Dolphins are cute.
Dolphins, well... Dolphins are angry animals.
Well, dolphins are very horny animals, too.
That's true.
They like having sex with people, you know.
I like to think that the Sportsland guys are kind of like dolphins, and we're more like the whales of the radio industry.
I don't know. I think dolphins are cuter than whales. They're more, like, agile and fun.
I think it's actually
fish.
It
had to be done.
Sorry, our guest just channeled Blowy the Dolphin.
It had to be done.
I have to make a special request of our caller. We haven't even yet started our topic, and we've already burned up a quarter of the show. So I'd like you to sort of hang up for now, and please call us back once we get into this, because we have a very exciting topic. We're on fire tonight.
It's been a thrilling show so far.
And the show is always about the listeners, so we would love to have you call back.
Okay.
But for now, Jim Quinn, talk to the hand, because...
The face ain't listening.
Exactly.
The ear, the head. I don't know.
The event here we're talking about is the National Day of Silence. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, the International Day of Silence Project.
The International Day of Silence. And what this is about, read me some kind of thing. What it was about? Essentially, it's going to be next week on April 4th.
April
is that right?
4th. And so what's that? Wednesday? Thursday?
Yeah, it's Wednesday.
And they're asking people that from I think 9 to 5 approximately.
Yeah. Workday. 9 to 5 or depending on the schools, like I know that at our school we're starting at 8 o'clock, which is going to be when our first classes start. Other schools are starting differently. In most colleges, we do like the 9 to 5 thing because it's easier to like set a time because nobody has classes at a logical hour.
Right.
You guys are just weird. But the Day of Silence is, and I quote... A nonviolent action in support and solidarity of lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender rights and recognition in schools and universities worldwide. And participation is not restricted to gay persons, but is open to everyone. And That basically.
So does Zephyr and IRC count as talking, or do I have to shut down my Zephyr window all day too?
Well, I know that in the past in school,
or AIM or
I've done
terminology.
AOL Instant Messenger.
Right. So are you able to chat, type to your little friends?
Written communication.
You mean passing notes? Don't call high fluting.
No. We didn't pass notes. That's the thing. We made ourselves little signs that was like yes or no, and my one friend said, all you have to do is write a little thing on your stomach that says, this is Jesus. And just when somebody says something annoying, just lift up your shirt and show them the sign that says, this is Jesus. But somehow I don't think that would work for women. So
it just seemed sort of amusing. It would certainly shut down conversation.
I suppose.
Is it just because I'm not like a hip high school kid that I don't know?
I don't understand it either.
This is Jesus written on your stomach might be. I mean, it'd be interesting. I mean, when Fat Man D was here on her stomach, she had this is Zachary Taylor, and I thought that was pretty interesting.
I think it's purely my friends being weird.
Okay, but for the benefit of listeners who aren't as sophisticated and as much of an activist as I am. The point of this whole thing is because the reason you're being silent is to show solidarity with gays, lesbians, transgender, bisexuals, all kinds of oppressed sexual minorities all across the world who themselves are silenced by the hegemonist majority who would seek to prevent their voices from being heard.
Golf claps, everyone. Golf claps. Wonderful, wonderful.
Well, that was well said.
Exactly. I sort of, on our press release, which is sort of stupid, but I put in the fact that the Day of Silence is a visible silence and it's a nonviolent demonstration in support and in remembrance of people who have been permanently silenced. And although it's sort of cliche now, I always bring out Matthew Shepard as being a really good example of somebody who has been silenced because of the stigma of society. And it's really sad, but that's what people recognize. People don't really recognize going through the hallway and hearing, oh, my God, that party, it was so gay, or blah, blah, blah. And you know, so-and-so, yeah, he's such a fag. You hear that all day in school, and nobody does anything. But if you said, like, racial slurs or, like, gender slurs, you get, like, expelled in no time. And so it's you have to use the extreme examples for people to understand it.
And for Jim Quinn and our other listeners who may not be aware of this, Matthew Shepard, of course, is the student who was killed so brutally in Laramie, Wyoming, like went last year.
I think so, but I'm going to have to go.
By vicious.
I think it was 98, drugs. Actually.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, I think it was 2 years ago.
Well, we're in the endless twilight hallway of graduate school when time ceases to have meaning.
It seemed like a lot more recent than it was, which is really
sad. That was in decade 9 for me. I mean, I rounded off to the.
There you go.
So you know, this sounds like a fantastic thing. I mean, I think you're cheating a little bit by the little yes/no signs. I mean, obviously, mathematically, you could have an arbitrary number of signs communicate your thoughts to any degree of
precision. Or even just a yes and no, you could communicate all possible messages.
Also, I had the people who I saw mainly who are communicating, like through writing notes or having signs or whatever, like. I was, and I still am, the organizer of this, not just for our school, but in the entire region of Pennsylvania. And so I sort of had an obligation that if something were to happen, that I would need to be able to speak to communicate, like, whatever. And we did have an instance happen with a student who decided to hit his girlfriend and make a general, you know, idiot of himself and be the town fool. And while we were supposedly,
hit her in order to make her speak.
He hit her to make her speak because she was participating, and he thought it was stupid, and he didn't support quote gay day, and so we went up to the office and basically sat there in the principal's office while he was chasing down some rogue pot smoker, and actually came back in the office like covered in mud, apologizing profusely, and we'd already solved the problem ourselves, and we are now very good friends, which is kind of backwards and weird, but it worked out kind of in a good way, I think, you know, making friends with the enemy and
Did you understand that story? What was the,
the
mud part?
I'm interested. Yeah, the mud-covered pot smoker.
Well, it was just sort of interesting.
Sounds like, I don't know, Woodstock.
Random details, but you know.
The pot smoker? No, the pot smoker wasn't covered in mud.
The principal was covered in mud when he returned in his little three-piece suit.
So not that the principal went out to catch a quick Jay with his friends and then somehow started mud wrestling, but.
No, although that would be very amusing to see.
I was thinking, wow, high school's gotten a lot hipper since when I was in there.
No. No.
Well, no, but I would point out that Voom, if I may use your real name, Voom, actually has already revealed that she went to a much, like our previous guests. Well, I don't remember what, you know, whatever.
Sally,
who went to an unusual high school where everyone celebrated her bisexuality. Fox Chapel High School also seems to be pretty open. I mean, after all, you do have support of several of your teachers.
Yeah, we do.
Are you the only out person in your class?
Yes, I am.
Are you? What year are you? Are you a senior?
I'm a senior this year, and I'm very sad because it means I can't raise hell in school anymore.
No, you should be extremely happy. It only gets better up until about 28, then it rapidly goes downhill for the rest of your life. But... High school is not a time to mourn the loss of.
Look, which,
sorry.
Again, your high school, cruel,
vicious,
spirit
crushing.
Voom here, obviously, is having a very different kind of experience.
Yes and no. It has its days.
Oh, come on. You've got an internet girlfriend. You're the student chapter leader for, and what are your student chapter?
One of the student area coordinators for Amnesty International in the Pittsburgh and surrounding areas.
Does that get you on?
No, that wasn't pre-planned at all. Not at all. No, not really.
Have you ever personally prevented an execution by jumping into the electric chair yourself?
No, but I am very upset about the whole McVeigh televised execution deal. You don't put an execution on TV for ratings.
Why not?
It may have the positive point of people seeing it and going, wow, that's too easy to do, but then it'll also make people look at it and go, wow, that's easy to do and see that as a positive thing. We did a whole anti-death penalty action downtown, and there were people telling us that we should be killed because we're against the death penalty.
So leaving aside the morality of the death penalty, putting it on TV, like, I would make the following argument. It's good for two reasons. One is one of the justifications for the death penalty is that here is the ultimate punishment, a punishment with kind of infinite cost, and is a deterrent. Therefore, people will not commit a murder because they know, oh, if I commit a murder and am caught, I will die too.
There are people who want that. There are people who have gone in the courtroom and said, give me the death penalty.
Right. Okay. Yes, okay. But I'm just... Those are clearly outliers.
Devil's advocate.
Well, yeah, those are clearly outliers, right? Like people who... The average person who commits a murder does not do it in order to die themselves. And secondly, one could say, well, look, by putting an execution on TV, people will see how grotesque and cruel it is and therefore be turned against the death penalty. So you kind of have arguments from both sides.
It's not that the thing is, it's really not grotesque and cruel when you watch it. It's just like a person lying on a bed, then, you know, they get an IV line put in them and then they're dead. And it's just like, wow. Are they dead yet?
Maybe they need to show some Florida executions with Sparky.
Old Sparky. Which has been retired, unfortunately.
I don't know. Personally, what was it? Green Mile was sort of... That movie had a profound effect on a lot of people that I know who were, like, death penalty activists because it had that really gruesome, like, you forgot to wet the sponge thing. And I don't even know how, like, accurate that is. But I think that movie... And Shawshank Redemption had a lot more impact, or have a lot more impact than the whole televised execution thing would be.
Stephen King must be pleased.
So I'm actually two steps behind you, as usual, Dr. Sexopoulos. They're televising Timothy McVeigh's execution?
Yes, by his own request.
On, like, Fox or what?
No, on...
the WB?
On certain cable stations that you can tune into if you know what they are, or... I don't know.
Part of like the WWF Raw.
I don't remember which stations. I know that they're giving a private channel for family and families of victims.
Maybe like pop-up facts. Like what private channel?
I don't know. You have to listen to NPR to get these things.
And I actually named that.
Listen to NPR, and I don't remember now. I'm an NPR dork.
But this sounds like McVeigh's favorite song is.
Well, I need our producer to get on the internet and find out exactly what channel this is. I mean, is it going to be like C-SPAN or something? I'm still not getting this. Do I have to sign up for it with my cable company?
I don't know.
I honestly don't know.
The web will tell us.
Yeah, look we'll on the internet.
I'm
call NPR.
Shocked.
Well, call NPR.
There'll be real video on the web.
I don't talk to other radio personalities. They're beneath me.
But they're news.
So are we. We make the news. They merely report it.
No, there you go.
But we digress.
Yes, definitely.
So the next thing I was going to ask you, Voom, if that is your real name. By the way, if Katsa is... What's Katsi?
Katsa.
If Katsa is out there listening over the internet from Minnesota, the number to call for questions, comments, and to talk with your internet girlfriend is area code 412-621-9728.
That's 621-WRCT.
Exactly.
Letters on your phone.
And if your Katsa, just press like the red steel button. Well, I guess your home number is your speed dial button. But do you have a pager? Do you page each other?
No, she has a pager. She has a pager, and it's really funny because I have the pager number memorized and not the phone number. So she called me today, and I had to go help my father with groceries, and I hung up the phone, and then I realized, shoot, I don't remember her phone number. I had to star 69 it to get the number to call her back and not to...
I didn't know lesbians did star 69.
That was a bad pun, and I saw it coming when I said it.
I don't even know what it means.
It's the trace call thing.
No, I do not. I mean, I don't know. My human, sometimes...
It's okay.
I have problems with controlling my utterances in public.
We all do.
Like, impulse to make you get back into the box.
My therapist says I have impulse control issues. The question I had for you, Voom, is... 621-9728, phone number, is you've done this for a couple of years now, and so you can actually tell us how it was last year. And I was also wondering, by answering the same question, can you also answer other things you might have been involved with? Have you had, like, a gay jeans day, if you will, or a, you know, I don't know, assless chaps?
That would be really amusing.
Weekend.
Whoa.
That would be really amusing.
I wanted you to talk about your prom dress because you told me a fantastic story about your prom dress, too. But
yes, okay.
One thing at a time.
I'll start, rewind, and go to last year, Day of Silence, which was actually April 5th last year. It's the first Wednesday of April every year.
Okay, well, and the thing you told me was that the printers got printed the cards wrong, and it was it was printed as the Day of Science, and so these geeks showed up, and you didn't know. Is that true? No.
That was actually, I thought the news was talking about the Day of Silence the other day, and I just misheard them. They said Day of Science, and I felt really stupid.
Really? Wow.
There was something at the Carnegie. I don't know. Good. But last year at the Day of Silence, it was a little more underground last year. It was run through our student union, which is...
I keep putting air quotes around that, just for the benefit of our radio.
Yes, air quotes. Student union.
Quotes of derision.
Basically...
Student union is neither? Is that what you're trying
to say? Well, it's not really... It's a school club.
Student district.
But it's all the clubs that we weren't allowed to have. Like, some kids wanted a group, a chapter of the Young Communist League, and we weren't allowed to have that. We weren't allowed to have, like, the Black Bloc, like, high school version. You know, we weren't so it's all the little anarchists and all the little activist kids who don't have enough kids to have a club because there's only two of them. So we lumped them all together into student union. And so we ran it through student union last year because we knew that they'd do it. Cause
it must be fun, like the lesbians, the communists, the anarchists all together.
It's really amusing. We all stand around playing hacky sack, and I sit there going,
and hating the world.
Wow, I wish I had enough depth perception to do this, but, you know. And so we ran it through student union, so it was a little more underground and a little more punk rock last year. And so the principals wouldn't, like, the principals said, no, you can't do this, blah, blah, blah. It's got too many religious repercussions, which I didn't understand, but that's okay. We did it. We had a lot of people do it. We had about 60 people sign up last year, and it was all word of mouth last year. It was really
ironic.
Well, yeah, it was really funny. It was right beforehand, we had a meeting outside the auditorium and handed out, like, pins and armbands, and it was really, really disorganized. But it was really nice because we got a lot of teachers and got a lot of students saying, why didn't I know about this? I wanted to be involved. A lot of parents saying, why didn't we know about this? I wanted my son or daughter, my son and or daughter, as the little phone thing says when they call until you skip school. Not that I ever do that. But
You're making references we're just not picking up with our primitive Earth brains.
It's like just what you have a voice that calls you.
If you're tardy, if you miss school because you're sick, if you skip school, if you don't sign in,
computer device that calls your parents.
Like the computer just like automatically calls your house and says, "This is Fox Chapel Area High School calling. Your son and or daughter was tardy and or absent from school today. Thank you." And hangs up.
Wow.
And you get on the answering machine, or like you get it, and it says, you know, hello? Oh, damn, recording. Oh, can I? Sorry.
I think we can say, we've decided we can say goddamn.
Okay, we got a thumbs up. That's
somebody.
Cool.
That's right. You can't say it applying.
That's right. I heard
person,
that.
Right.
You can't say
so
damn
we have
something.
Nothing, while we have nothing but respect for Jim Quinn, we can say goddamn, you know, my
Glitters
sneakers are
pinching.
Pinching. Thank you. Sorry.
Turn up there with hot diggity, you know.
But we digress.
Exactly.
So anyway, last year.
Last year, it was a little less organized, but we did have a lot of students and a lot of people come out and say, we want to be involved with this. And then last year was the supposed second year of Amnesty's Out Front campaign, which is Amnesty's new lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, et cetera, rights campaign.
Everybody but me. Rights campaign.
Oh, come on. I mean, if all I see is add, you know, and straight guys with a few too many, like, Miller Lights.
And I thought you were going to say NSYNC videos. That would apply equally.
Dear God. Crimes on humanity.
I couldn't think of a Pittsburgh beer. Well, Iron City, I should have said. Or Rolling Rock, I guess. Is that made
that's
under?
Latrobe.
Yeah.
You don't drink beer since you're under 21.
No, I don't.
Unless
I'm a non-alcoholic.
Oh, that's right, because, you know, the fermentation of
your spoiled
vegetables.
Oh, dear God. I knew this was going to come, but no.
Well, you should try Straub's when you're 21, because it has no preservatives.
Right.
Yes. Right.
Okay, thumbs up, you know, to each his own. But anyhow, where was I? I don't remember.
It's one of the five best beers in America, damn.
You made me forget my train of thought.
It was, I don't know, something about your simple needs.
No,
let's talk about me.
Right.
It was something about last year.
So I saw some punk kids at Tom's Diner the other day and went up to them after I'd finished eating, actually, and said to them, "Oh, you guys look so cute." And they hated that. I was
They hate that.
They do. They're so cute. Like, I was punk once, too. I haven't listened to
them. You didn't do this. Did you actually do this? You dreamed about doing this.
No. No, I actually did. I actually told them they were cute, and they just glared at me.
Wow.
They do that. Like, if they
I was
have,
so hyped up on coffee.
Especially the people when they have...
I've never seen
when they
that.
Just had the mohawk done, and it's really well dyed, and it's really well done, and you really want to compliment them on a really good job, and, you know, that you can't see the Elmer's glue, but you can't, because if you do that, they're, like, all mad at you and upset, and it's really upsetting. My friend has the best mohawk right now. It's dreadlocks. It's a dreadlock mohawk, and it sticks straight up, no glue, just hair. It's
he
amazing.
He or she's
going
to have to shave that head to get that stuff off.
Oh, but shaves it all the time.
One of these punk women, like, had not really mohawk, but, like, just lots of spikes out of her hair, and I wanted to tell her that she looked just like Lisa Simpson, but I refrained.
Does she have a bunch of, like, rings and things on it?
They always have, like, rings
and
things.
Because I think I might know who you're talking about, but it's kind of creepy. But I was saying, actually,
she's
I remembered.
In black, sullen, angry. Does that ring any bells?
That could be a lot of people. 2 years ago, 99, going back to the train of thought.
Does this have to do with sex?
No.
Okay, well, give me 2 minutes of leeway, and then we're veering back to me, my needs.
Okay.
Our selfish needs.
2 years ago in 99, I think that was 2 years ago, the Out Front campaign with Amnesty began. And last year I found out about it, after the Day of Silence, of course, as fate would have it. And so I talked to the organizers of the Out Front campaign and was able to find out that the Day of Silence did work with the Amnesty mandate and the Out Front campaign, and so was able to get their support and backing with it. And so that's how we were able to network it into this giant orgasmic happening that we have in Pittsburgh this year.
Wow.
So there you go.
Orgasmic. That's an adjective you don't hear much applied to social activism.
But it's a good word.
It's one of my favorites.
There
come
you go.
On. I heard the this is a tangent. I mean, I heard the Seattle WTO thing was like one giant sex fest.
Tear gas is great lube.
You can just see the glare.
But before I enrage you completely, I want to ask you, so tell me about, like, you know, the results of last year's action. You know, students did this thing. They were silent all day. People noticed it. There was reaction. What was it like? What did people say afterwards? How were they affected?
A lot of kids asked why we were doing it, and a lot of kids asked if everybody who had been participating was gay. Mm-hmm. That was the biggest question, is, was everybody who was participating gay? Are there that many gay kids in our school? Like, kids are really frightened that there might be...
absolutely.
Well, the kids are really frightened that there might be gay people in our school. And it's like, wow. Because in my school, I'm like, I'm here, I'm queer, you know, it's all good. And I'm like the only one, and they're all shocked and befuddled and confused. And
can you handle the show while I leave the room?
Did some frat boy wave at you from outside our Daytona Beach studio?
Woo-hoo.
So anyway, seriously.
Yeah. And so, like, we had... And I had a, quote, outpouring, which comes up to about five letters or five comments. But for what we were doing, it was an outpouring in our little,
how big,
you know,
is your high school, by the way? Total students, like 200?
I don't know. We're quad A. That's all I know.
Well, give
football
me, does that mean
things.
10 students or 1,000
know.
Students?
It's like a big school. Like we're, I don't know. I really don't know. I feel really dumb now.
Well, no.
All I know is that when
people are in your class,
I know how they break
curious.
It down into, like, how many students you have. You break down the football thing into something. And I asked one of the football players why they had four A's on their sleeve. And they said, oh, we're quad A because we're a large school. So that's really all I know.
Okay.
Because I'm dumb like that. But
no, you're... Primitive Earth sports tech terminology means nothing to me. So
I'm not a sports person, so I wouldn't know.
The show decayed horribly in your absence.
Well,
I'm glad
and also, you know, that I thought that frat boy was giving me a look, but it turned out to be a look of judgment and cruelty.
I'm sorry, but we love you.
But you still got his number, I noticed.
We can see the Sharpie marker on the forehead. It's a little hard to
miss. He had a sufficient number of beers in him for it not to matter, huh?
The proper response would be like, oh, I had his number. But, foreign listeners won't understand. That's an American idiom.
But
they're
learning English by listening to our show. They're in a world of hurt already.
Right.
So I don't know what you're talking about. I mean, I've in my notes. I've got. So you're talking about. So when I left
the school and like,
she was cutting me apart verbally. And
we were talking about the outpouring of support that we got, which was about five letters. But people did seem really supportive after last year, and kids have asked me this year, like, when are you doing that again, and can we do that again, and that sort of thing.
Can every day be a day of silence?
Well, that's what the teachers ask, actually. The teachers are like, can we have a day of silence every day?
Yeah, this is actually going to be one of my questions. Like, are any of the teachers I don't mean have a problem with it in a sense of a political problem with it, but, like, who actually want the damn students to talk and are upset when they don't?
A couple teachers are like, you know, you have to talk in class, it's class participation points, blah, blah, blah. And so we found our way around that by the students have to write an essay by the end of class saying, you know, their point of view on what happened in class or something like that to prove they were paying attention, you know, not just glazed over and, like, drooling with their eyes open, you know. But a few teachers do have a problem with it politically and, like, ethically. There was, like, the Jim Quinn thing spawned out of a letter that was written on Fox Chapel stationery that we don't know who wrote it. We heard it was from faculty, but we're not positive with that. And I have yet to see the letter.
You said there was some kind of stationery issue. It was, like, on last year's.
Yeah, it was on last year's stationery because poor Mr. Bullard, our old assistant principal, who moved on to better and, you know, sunnier places where the grass is always greener and the roses always smell sweeter, and he's a lot happier. He was still on the letterhead, and so it was Jim Quinn was out there bashing him for a long time when it's really not his fault at all, and we felt very, very bad.
So are you the only high school in this area that's doing it? Is that why you're being picked on?
No. I think it's just because it was our letterhead. North Allegheny is participating. Shaler is participating. Mount Lebanon...
you have your fabulous list. Mount Lebanon, North Allegheny, Winchester, Thurston.
Is that real? That sounds, isn't that like
It's a skull.
It sounds like the fat bald banker who's always like shaking his fist at the Marx Brothers movie.
Yeah, and
probably named after one.
Yeah, he's the dean, right? University of Pittsburgh, Chatham, and you said maybe Duquesne.
Yes. And as far as I know, CMU was supposed to be doing it, but yeah, like I said, it's
spring break, so
yeah.
Probably that's this week.
Well, yeah. Right. One more question: Walmart, pro or con?
Oy.
Okay, so Walmart is actually an official sponsor of this show, so right. We can't say anything bad about them except that
they provide excellent products at a wonderful price.
And great donuts.
And I love those greeters.
And I like how I like their globalization.
Right, me too.
I want there to be a Walmart in every village, in every Bantu tribe.
Absolutely.
We're of course trying to think. The next question I had for you is, like, I asked how other people reacted. Now, the next logical question is how it felt for you on the inside as a participant, being quiet all day. Did that both, how was that in interacting with your, like, tragic little high school friends, and also, you know, did that gain you any kind of meditative insight into, I mean, being already sort of a person of alternate sexual orientation, presumably you already have insight into what it's like to be special and different.
On the other side of the fence.
And marginalized.
And from the left.
There you go. In the left toe. There you go.
Drinking straws from the wrong end of the
bottle.
So
that would just be messy.
Indeed. So,
as sexuality is.
Staying entirely focused on my actual question, how did it feel for you, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. What was it like?
I was really, really pleased with the amount of people that did participate.
How did you feel?
Yeah, I know. It was really hard, actually. I talk a lot,
I would suspect.
Yeah, it was really hard to do the actual silence, but the symbolism was really great. Like, afterwards, it was looking back on it and going, wow, there are people who deal with that every day. Because, like I said, I'm out in my school, so I don't have this worry of, like, oh, my God, is somebody going to find out that I'm gay? But I have a lot of friends in our school and in other schools who are...
Give me that.
You're pointing that stuff.
I thought you were upset because my foot was on the...
Oh, well, we'll get to that.
But
tracking sand in off of you.
And it's... my friends who sit there and worry, am I obvious? Is somebody going to know? Is somebody going to pick up on a joke someday? And am I going to get beaten up and killed in horrible, painful death? And it's just really sad that there are people who have to go through that every day and worry about that and stress over it. And so the symbolism was sort of moving.
So I wanted to announce, I don't think we mentioned this part, can I announce this on the
go ahead.
So
oh, yeah.
The Day of Silence, I'm sure all of our listeners are going to participate in the Day of Silence itself, April 4th, all day, during sort of business hours, 9 to 5 approximately. But afterwards...
Partay.
Exactly.
In the same way that, you know, no yin can exist without its yang.
This is the Fat Tuesday to the Day of Silence in Lent.
Exactly. This is the, you know, K boson to the anti... electron or whatever.
You lost me there.
Well, there's some kind of antimatter joke. I don't know. What's the antiparticle to the electron? Is it the positron? The positron. But that's a K boson. That's some kind of boson, isn't it?
No. No, bosons are the force transmitting particles.
Interesting.
Well, you know, when you spend 10 years, they don't teach you quantum physics in your high school.
We don't want quantum physics. We want to learn, like, we want to learn about mics and, like sound equipment and lighting equipment. I'm a theater person, so.
Quantum physics has everything to do with mics and lighting equipment, but.
Right.
I'm on the Higgs boson, please.
Anyhow, back to the Day of Silence.
When you move on to the next level, you're graduating. Are you going to college next year?
I'm taking a year off.
Your little mind will be filled with all kinds of...
Have you applied to college and are you deferring? Or are you just
no, I'm applying next year. I'm...
You're going to Berkeley.
No.
You're going to some kind of...
No, I'm going...
Hippie college.
But I'm trying to find somewhere
Oregon?
With a good theater program. I'm looking at Cornish.
CMU?
I'm actually looking at CMU. I was looking at Antioch until I saw, tuition prices.
I was going to say Yale, but then on the other hand,
if
you have $120,000.
I was looking at, actually, State University of New York for a while. I'm not sure yet. I'm still,
so if any deans of any of those schools would like to call in and offer VOON.
VOOM.
VOOM. Sorry.
A special tuition plan. I personally vouch for VOOM's
academic integrity,
suitability as a student.
4-year scholarship would be nice.
Exactly. Like, hey, don't be turned off by the Ivy League just because of the seemingly high tuition prices.
It is a hotbed of gay action.
I went to the Ivy League and got all kinds of free money from them. It depends how poor or rich your family is and so on. But I got
and Princeton's now just giving grants instead of loans for financial aid.
Seriously?
Well, that's what I got. Yeah. I got like half loans and half like just tuition forgiveness.
And then there's always RPI. I don't know how the theater program is, but they just got $360 million, so they've got to be pretty free with the, you know,
theoretically
the
at least.
Next year.
You know.
So I wanted to announce this thing. This is after the Day of Silence. This is the Break the Silence Jam.
Woo-hoo.
That's a vegan jam, cruelty-free jam. Again, if those of you who've gone to, what was this thing called?
Eclipse.
Those of you who went to Eclipse already know where this is at Level, which is 333 4th Street in downtown Pittsburgh. 333 4th Street, downtown Pittsburgh. Level, half of 666, the number of the beast. Just look it up in Revelations. The time, 5 to 8 p.m.
I think it might have been changed to 5 to 7, which what you're reading doesn't say.
That's a pretty quick jam.
Yeah. It was supposed to be 3 hours. They told us that we might only have two. We're playing with that, so.
It takes bands that long just to get the mics adjusted.
Yeah, I know. We do have bands playing. Do you want to take that, or do you want me to take it? It's on the other poster.
I don't know what you're referring to, but I'm intrigued.
Flip it over. There you go. It's all around the edge of that one.
Date said. Oh, you want me to read what the bands are?
I was still trying to
parse this sign. There was something you've confused me. All right, go ahead. No, I was going to say, for those listeners who want more information, there's an email address on here.
If
you have connection to the internet. Otherwise, you can go to any kiosk or public access port in America. After all, you know, the internet is available. The information superhighway has exits on in every neighborhood. The world's worst email address, DOSPFC. Oh, Day of Silence.
Project Fox Chapel originally is it's gone from.
That's a really
DOS PFC, Day of Silence PFC.
Yeah, I know.
In military terminology, that's Delta,
Omega, Sigma, Padre,
Foxtrot,
Finkelstein,
Foxtrot.
Okay.
Day of Silence.
Day of Silence Project Fox Chapel.
DOSPFC at earthdome.com.
Well, I could have given you the harder one.
No,
the harder one.
That's what my phone mate said.
The harder one is PGH 4, like the number 4, amnesty at end-war.com. That's even harder to remember.
End-war?
End-war.
End-war.
War.com.
Oh. End-war. Don't you understand that globalization is the key to ending war?
If
Walmart has an office in every country, you know, there'll be strong economic disincentives.
When NATO bombed Serbia, that was the first time ever that two countries with McDonald's had fought against each other.
Good for them.
That's got to be a little data mining abnormality, though.
This is when it can't
be a causality.
There was just a thing actually on
The Economist would differ
on the radio journalism thing where they're talking about globalization and that. They went, I forget where they went, but they said they expected to see, like, Coke bottles and McDonald's everywhere, and instead they found those foam flip-flops everywhere, and it's like we're globalizing through flip-flops, which is sort of sad. It's like, wow, that's what people see of America.
Well, it's something everybody can use.
Athlete's foot is a crippling disease. I mean, we've conquered it in America, but the world, I mean,
it takes its toll.
There you go.
Worldwide.
So, Break the Silence Jam.
333 4th Avenue.
Exactly.
5 to 7 p.m.
It's Wednesday, April 4th, and playing the Break the Silence Jam, I just have to plug, is New Invisible Joy, a local Pittsburgh band, which I have to say are pretty kick-ass.
We are very supportive of all Pittsburgh bands. Honeyburst has been on the show. New Invisible Joy.
New Invisible Joy, very good.
What are they like kind of hot high school guys or what?
Not really. Kind of college age, out of thereabouts.
In shape? Do they work out?
Yeah.
Abs?
Okay. Most of them, I think.
We'll pencil them in, okay. Who else?
Yeah. BMI do they have?
We also have a local folk artist, J.G. Bocella, is playing. We might possibly have another. J.G. Bocella. Very nice man.
Jim J.
Very nice guy.
Okay.
Very nice guy. We possibly might have one other artist coming along with him. We also are going to have special guest speakers, including 18-year-old mayoral candidate Josh Pollack.
Oh, I saw him on TV. What a freak. I mean, what's up with Josh Pollack? Do you know him?
Yes, I do know him.
Does he go to your high school?
No, he doesn't go to my high school. He goes to Kappa. He's a very wonderful, wonderful guy.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting.
What is Kappa?
the High School for Creative and Performing Arts. CAPA.
Uh-oh. I see it. 7 of my 8 internal mental red flags just flipped up.
Even my primitive pet boy gaydar is pinging like a Russian submarine.
See, mine doesn't. I don't have gaydar, which is really sad. It doesn't work. And it's really sad. It's like I've got like
maybe
the.
Maybe your pineal gland hasn't woken up.
I've got like the 1800s version of gaydar where it's like less circum.
Ye old gaydar.
Exactly. Ye old gaydar. It's like.
That's right. So it pings wildly at Oscar Wilde, but that's it.
And, like, people who are extremely flaming and, like, scorch marks, you know, but even then it's, like, it's iffy.
It's like, oh, so everybody that you think would be gay, you just actually think is a gentleman, or, like.
Yeah, you know.
He's such a nice
man. I just like, don't make assumptions
like,
anymore.
Like my great aunt's gaydar, like that Liberace, he was such a nice man. He just never found the right woman.
There you go. And, you know, Ginsburg. I was thinking, you know, Ginsburg, that whole kind of.
He's pretty, I think he's pretty butchy, but, you know, you never know.
Exactly. There you go. There you go.
Despite his many poems about the penis.
There you go. I think he even had a few poems about gay sex. So
I think, perhaps.
Well, I'm saying, like, the exact, like, going through and describing, and I did a project on him.
No, I'm agreeing. I think a few in this case means several thousand, but yeah.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. And definitely, definitely, but, you know.
Well, I'm sure that'll improve with age. Either that or you'll have a lot of comic, wacky, sitcom-like mix-ups to tell us about next time you're on the show.
Definitely, definitely. Especially considering I work at a summer camp and always have unusual run-ins with odd wildlife that scare the pants off of you.
Hello, sister.
I don't know. It just seems very amusing, the things that happen.
So we've been oh so very serious this whole show. But
What happened? Are you guys sick or something?
I think it's time to focus our penetrating X-ray-like vision on you.
Oh,
on
dear.
DJ Voom.
Ms. Voom.
I'm getting a very frightening look from the both of you. And the exits are barred and locked at this point now. You were going to ask.
No. Do you want to lead?
DJ liposuction was going to...
Well, I'm brimming over with questions. I mean, actually, the reason I had that pain look in my expression was my thong was kind of riding up my,
Yeah, it's like it's...
Isn't that what they do?
Well, it depends. The brands differ. You know, some thongs are just really comfy. Some thongs are like Wedgie City.
Sandpaper on a yesterday's tamales. Yesterday's tamales is always funny. So, but let's talk a little bit about you, Voom, in our few tiny remaining minutes. I wanted to somehow, like, segue into your fabulous internet relationship with Spätzle.
Katze. It's not that it's cat in German. Katze.
Oh, that's not her real name, then. It's some internet
handle. No, it is her real name, but that's okay.
It's not Earth Katze.
Are you sure she's not a 38-year-old man?
Yes.
Wearing diapers.
Yes.
Named Stu.
Agent Stu of the criminal. So you met Katze.
Correct.
I just can we use her real name? You met.
We are.
So how long ago did you first encounter Katze in the virtual world?
I met Katze in real life.
Right. I'm asking the first time you kind of.
The first time.
E connected.
I don't know.
Let's try to remain nominal for just a moment longer, if we can. When did you meet? You met Katze at some kind of Amnesty International thing, isn't
it?
Yes.
It was earlier this year.
You guys met in the flesh before you ever had any kind of internet?
There was no thing making up the internet thing.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, I was confused.
That's why.
See, you programmed me to trust you.
See, you scared him. You scared the poor boy. Look at him. He's frightened.
But my reprogramming is...
And our listener is probably switching back to Jim Quinn at this point, so let's try to stay focused.
Okay, so you guys ran into each other at this big Amnesty International...
It was an Amnesty International Sierra Club, like, globalization and human rights thing going on.
So it was just like hippie mating...
Yeah, exactly.
...in Central, right?
Lots of big, you know, dirty hippies having fun. And exactly. And
just like Congress.
Actually, we ended up meeting because I was improvising and singing along with the... like lady who was there doing poetry and singing and stuff, and I ended up singing and drumming and being like this wild little hippie that I am, and that's how we ended up meeting. And she was cool.
So she came and said, "Hey, I like the way you hit that tom tom."
She started singing with me, actually, and then, like, we were, like, dancing and stuff because we were having this big, like, drumming session, you know. Again, using the wonderful adjective of a big orgasmic drumming session,
hey,
you know.
Hey, ho, Walmart has got to go.
Actually, we didn't get into that. We got into Ain't No Power Like the Power of the People because the power of the people don't stop. We got into that
That's got a bit of a rhythm to it.
You know, that worked really nicely. But, and it's just, you know.
Ho, ho, hey, hey, don't be televising Tim McVeigh.
Ooh.
Again, the golf claps. So,
okay, so you guys met, you danced.
Yeah, and it was just sort of hung out, and then I was sort of under the idea that she hated my guts, which was really funny because we ended up going
moonlighting kind of vibe.
Well, we ended up going down to DuPont Circle like as a group with a bunch of people because we were in D.C. and like DuPont Circle is like got the good coffee shops, and of course it's the gay district, so it was a fun place to go. And I've been down there before and I liked it. So we were going down there and we were talking about like our activist experiences and like with cops and stuff like that and how like the reporters will get all up in your face, and she just did like spun around to me because we were on the metro bus and just spun around and gave me this thing of like, I have a personal bubble. You're invading my personal bubble. Blah, 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 blah.
Wow.
And just like snapped. And I was like, oh, dear God. And so like, I was all upset, and they were walking with some of my friends that I had made like just like in a few hours of being there because I make friends quick and all.
Bubble.
And they were like, wow, she didn't like you very much, blah, blah, blah. And then like the last day we were leaving, and like she ended up like sleeping on my shoulder on the way to the rally and like walking around like hand in hand the whole time, so it was really creepy. And
Katza, if you're, so you skip the middle part. There's the like stay out of my bubble, and then there's like
The stay out of my bubble, and then like we were in like training sessions the next day, so we didn't really see each other much, and so it was like.
Well, when did she start to like you? I missed some important step here.
When did she start to like me?
I don't know.
See, that's the thing. It's like we're sitting there, and like that morning, she like sat down next to me or something, and like we ate dinner in a group because we had all the vegetarians sitting together at dinner.
Love blossoms over
you know, and we just ended up like that. We were on the bus, and she sat next to me, and she goes, I'm tired. You're going to be my pillow now. And she just like fell asleep, and you know, that whole little cute while people are sleeping thing. It's really adorable. And we ended up, like, walking around hand in hand, and she had a meeting with her representative, and so she left and little kiss, and
it was cute.
And then
there's something terribly wrong with this story.
It doesn't make sense. I don't know where it came from. It just...
She didn't even... There wasn't even... You weren't...
Remember, we're talking about teenagers, right, and their mental processes are not...
They're both women. Like, did you have this discussion about your sexual orientation? Did she...
We were talking when we were on the bus. Okay, we had been talking previously about, like, being gay and stuff, because I have a pin on my book bag out of the closet and ready to prove it, you know. And it's really funny, and it's right. cute. And we were talking about how, like, I almost got kicked off the school bus when I was in, like, first grade for, like, kissing someone. And I think it was kissing a girl, but I don't remember really well because it was, like, first grade. And she was like, wow, go sister, and very, like, and then after that we got in the police thing and, like, in my face personal bubble, you know. So... I don't know. It was weird. She told me that the other day that when we first got there that she saw me and was convinced that I was Jewish because she said I looked Jewish, you know, my hair, my face, whatever. So it was just assumptions all over the place.
Oh, okay.
It was just funny.
But it ended up like being smoochy pie.
A little bit. Just a little.
And this was when?
Right when we were leaving.
Like one year ago? How long have you been going out? Are you like, when did you officially become a couple? Are you a couple? How do you define this relationship?
I guess we would define it as a couple, but there's no definitive, like, we are now going out.
So is this the first?
It's been since, like, February, I think, was when the thing was, but I'm not positive. I think it was January, February-ish.
Is this the first woman you've dated? Is this the first? No.
No, I went to prom with my girlfriend last year, and that was... Oh, yes, prom dress.
I'm sorry I want to talk about both proms. I'm just going to do our station ID now. This is WRCT Pittsburgh. we don't have to quit quite at 12, but let's try to quit by 12:05 or so.
I think the prom story is a good
one. 5 minutes worth of prom story.
Okay.
But both proms. But first, I want to talk about your prom dress, the anti-prom dress.
Yes, the anti-prom dress from Hades that I've got this year, which is so hideously beautiful.
Hell. I think we can say hell.
I like Hades, though.
Hades.
Hades is like my word.
Nice and Greek.
Kind of a lesbian hell.
Hades is my word, dude. Okay. Dude, man.
Sapphic.
So I have this dress.
Well, she did kill herself over a man, so that's like.
If you can picture like Pepto Bismol pink, touched up a notch to being like towards the hot pink thing, but not quite. Okay, you've got the main color of the dress, and then you've got that like bubblegum pink in there too.
It's two different kinds of pink. Wow.
Yeah, two different kinds of pink. Okay.
I'm a straight white guy. I only know about three or four colors.
It's like 1950s.
So I pictured something bright red.
It's like 1950s style. It's got one shoulder where it comes off the left shoulder. It's on the left shoulder and not on the right shoulder. And it's got the cummerbund effect, which is like of the bubblegum pink with two pink stripes coming up over the boobs doing, and this bow going over the left boob, but the right one's doing the pointy boob thing that the 50s had going on. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Sounds like any number of bridesmaids dresses that
and then the waist, from the waist down, it just goes poof, straight like out into one of those big poofy dresses. And it's really hideous, but it's really beautiful. And my friend found it at the Goodwill. It was amazing. I wore it one day doing a tech run through for a fashion show at school, which is really ironic because it was so hideous. But yeah.
But so you're definitely wearing this as kind of an ironic statement.
I'm definitely wearing this. Katsa supposedly has a lime green semi version of this dress that we're going to wear, you know, in conjunction.
This is in Minnesota. I mean, there aren't going to be a bunch of kids.
And she's coming to my prom in May, and we're wearing the hideous dresses.
So this isn't like the old days where you had to have, like, if you wanted to take your same-sex partner to the prom, you had to, like, take your case to the Supreme Court.
Well, I just sort of sign up and don't tell them that I'm taking a same-sex person until we just show up.
Will there be controversy?
Last year, I wore a blue sari last year. I had a very Greek thing going on with the hair and the wreath and everything. And most kids didn't have a problem with it. A couple of kids were like, I saw you making out with your girlfriend on the dance floor. I'm like, wow, I only gave her a kiss once. You constitute that as making out. Okay. But,
well, some people.
You know.
Yeah, from in high school, like, some people consider one kiss to be making out.
Well, considering the kids, you walk through the hallways. Right. You have to understand, you walk through the hallways and you basically see people having sex in the hallways.
Really?
It's like kids.
What high school is this again?
Again.
The PDA thing going on in our school, public display of affection, is like.
Personal thing. Never mind.
It's off the wall. Like, we have a clause in our student handbook saying it's grounds for, like, suspension and everything, and, like, nobody follows it, which is, I don't mind that much, but I don't want to see people, like, practically having sex either, so.
So, back to the prom.
I want to be a hall monitor at your school.
Right. But with a digital camera for evidence.
There you go.
So, I don't know if you can go ahead and ask your question. Go ahead, please. I was going to say, if you're going to talk about your other prom, that's what I wanted to get to, too.
Right, yeah.
Tiny amount of reading time. You said last year you took some.
Yes.
Number.
Foxy Chica to your prom.
And it was fun.
It wasn't Katsa.
No.
Katsa. Is Katsa a jealous woman? Do you think she'll be upset by?
I don't think so. I hope not. I hope not.
The fact that you're going to be going to the prom with someone else.
Well, no, I went to prom with her. I'm going to prom with Katsa this year.
Oh, she's coming
into town.
Yeah, she's coming into town.
Sweet potato pie.
I'm going to St. Paul next Friday to go to prom with her. And we're switching dresses once.
Well, what was this?
For the prom itself, we're wearing wedding dresses made out of trash bags, which are really elaborate and amazing and beautiful. Don't laugh.
I would only laugh at the last adjective you used, but I can agree with you.
No, they look like wedding dresses, except they're black and plastic, you know, and it's really amazing. And then for
I'm all
prom,
in favor
wearing
of black
the
plastic clothing,
dresses.
Believe me.
Are they like, I mean, so believe it's me. Biodegradable plastic, I assume?
Yeah.
Meat-free.
Friendly.
They're all like, it's interesting.
But again,
it's
seems like you're, I mean, so again, are the kids going to be saying, wow, cool dress, or they're going to be saying, there you are, trashing our prom again?
She goes to an arts school, like, similar to Kappa, so she told me most kids there tend to go in, like, modified bondage gear, so it should be interesting.
High school is so different from when we were kids.
You should come back and visit sometime. Again.
No.
Well, they denied my substitute teacher application.
According to
some kind of moral
According to the conditions of my release, I'm not allowed within 100 yards of any high school. But the show isn't about me.
Well, but it just became about you.
No. It was all a misunderstanding.
Aww.
He was like that when I got there.
Isn't that everybody's story?
So on that sort of disturbing note, I actually hate to make sex offender humor on the show, but there it is. You know, it works for Jim Quinn, it works for us. I don't know if I did a station ID. This is WRCT Pittsburgh. Jim Quinn is, of course, not a sex offender. That was just my name.
He's just
sort of by association. I made a comment. Jim Quinn is certainly an idiot. I think we can.
Yes,
that's my personal opinion.
Not there's certainly no evidence that has stood up in court that he's a sex offender.
There you go.
I mean, none of his closest friends are sex offenders.
But then we also have the whole President Clinton, I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
No, I did not have sex with that woman.
Yeah, there you go.
Statement.
Okay. Exactly.
Abort. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Voom, for joining us.
Thank you.
Tune in next week, same time. Stay tuned for Andrew and the Androcosm.